Texte numéro 64. No safe haven. The pandemic is probably making domestic abuse worse. Even before COVID-19 began to spread, domestic abusers often tried to isolate their victims so as to exert physical and psychological control over them. Lockdowns have magnified their ability to do that. Those at risk, be they partners, children, or parents, can no longer escape, even briefly, to school or work. To help them, policymakers, social workers, and campaigners are having to innovate. The pandemic has probably made domestic violence worse, but proving it is hard. Some rich countries are reporting more calls for help, says Claudia Garcia Moreno, who leads the World Health Organization's efforts against violence against women. In France, reports to police of domestic violence rose by at least 30% in the first week of the lockdown imposed by the government. Other places are noting steep declines. Reports of domestic violence in New York City in April 2020 dropped by 35% compared with the same month in 2019. Overall crime, by comparison, fell by 29% over the same period. Even in normal times, domestic violence is underreported. The UN estimates that less than 40% of women who are physically abused at home seek any kind of help. In lockdown, victims may be scared to call the police or a helpline if their tormentor can overhear them. Victims may stay in their homes for fear of infection. Those who have lost their jobs may find it even more difficult to leave. The pandemic is making it harder to get help to the vulnerable, as social workers fear infection too. The head of a domestic abuse hotline says lockdown is prompting some already abusive men to become more so. Some of those who are verbally abusive are becoming physically violent. Lockdowns are forcing those who help to be more innovative. Technology has long been useful. Refuge, a British charity, has an online chat tool that shows survivors how to set up strict privacy features on their mobile phones. Many shelters and hotlines already have a button on their website that takes those looking for help to Google's homepage and floods their search history with unremarkable sites in case their abuser walks into the room. Online tools are especially useful now. A Dutch helpline is seeing increased numbers of children asking for advice on community forums and using their online chat tool to talk to experts. Where internet access is limited and legal protections are weaker, technology may be less help. In Latin America, mobile data charges are unaffordable for many, so the World Health Organization is trying to spread information about the help available through adverts on television and radio. Domestic abuse will outlive the pandemic. With luck, so will new tools to combat it. Adapted from The Economist, May 2020.